3. The Giving Trees. I was a single parent of 4 small children. Money was always tight, but what we had, if not a lot, was always enough. My kids told me that in those days they didn't know we were poor. It was Christmas time, and although there wasn't money for a lot of gifts, we had our plans to celebrate. The big excitement for the kids was the fun of Christmas shopping at the mall. They talked and planned for weeks ahead of time, asking each other and their grandparents what they wanted for Christmas. I dreaded it. I only saved $120 for all 5 of us. The big day arrived, and we started out early. I gave each of the 4 kids a $20 bill and reminded them to look for gifts about $4 each. Then everyone scattered. We had 2 hours to shop, and then we would meet back at the Santa's workshop display. Back in the car driving home, everyone was in a high Christmas spirit, laughing and teasing each other with hints and clues about what they had bought. My younger daughter, Ginger, who was about 8 years old, was unusually quiet. I noticed she had only 1 small flat bag with her after her shopping spree. I could see enough through the plastic bag to tell that she had bought candy bars. 50-cent candy bars. I was so angry. "What did you do with the $20 bill I gave you?" I wanted to yell at her, but I didn't say anything until we got home. I called her into my bedroom and closed the door, ready to be angry again when I asked her what she had done with the money. This is what she told me. "I was looking around, thinking of what to buy, and I stopped to read the little cards on one of the Salvation Army's giving trees. One of the cards was for a little girl, 4 years old, and all she wanted for Christmas was a doll with clothes and a hairbrush. So I took the card off the tree and bought the doll and hairbrush for her and took it to the Salvation Army booth. I only had enough money left to buy candy bars for us," Ginger continued. "But we have so much, and she doesn't have anything." I never felt so rich as I did that day.